I'd like to also acknowledge the co-authors for their assistance and support. Again, no disclosures, relationships to disclose. As background, approximately 500,000 premature infants are born each year in the U.S. In 2007, 12.7% of live births were considered premature births. And the overall rate of premature births has not declined over the last 20 years. Mothers of premature infants often experience high stress, anxiety, and depression. Findings from one study revealed that nearly half the mothers of premature infants had chronic depressive symptoms. High maternal distress has been found to be associated with worrying about their infant and loss of the early mothering experience, difficulty in parenting, negative mother-infant interaction, and poor child health and development. One source of maternal distress is the infant's immature behavioral organization, particularly his or her unclear behavioral cues. Behavioral organization refers to an infant's behavioral state, behavioral cues, and their sucking organization. Examples of immature infant behavioral organization include the fact that most preterm babies have difficulty with feeding and sucking, and they can also be hypersensitive to stimulation. These behaviors may in turn reduce a mother's ability to recognize and respond to their infant's behavior and further decrease the mother's confidence in providing infant care. Mothers in our study were selected because they had multiple social and environmental risk factors. These factors can also increase maternal anxiety related to prematurity and interfere with early mothering. And few studies have explored the differences in reported maternal anxiety and social support after a premature birth across racial groups and language preferences. Thus, our purpose was to describe this relationship among race, ethnicity, language preference, anxiety, and social support for mothers of premature infants. Our data specifically came our sample came from a larger ongoing randomized controlled trial with infants born between 29 and 34 weeks of age and mothers with at least two of the following risk factors: minority status, less than a high school education, a history of mental illness, a household income less than 150% below the poverty line, more than one child under the age of two, four or more children in a household, and residence in a disadvantaged neighborhood. Our data specifically came from postnatal maternal intake interviews that were done in a face-to-face format at the hospital following the birth of their child. Mothers selected the language that they wanted for the interview. We were specifically interested in Latina and Black mothers who spoke Spanish or English. Social support and maternal trait and state anxiety were the outcome variables that we examined. We used the Personal Resources Questionnaire to measure the perceived level of actual and potential social support. We use the state and trait anxiety subscales of the state trait anxiety inventory to measure both the mother's state or present feelings of apprehension, tension, and worry, and the mother's usual trait or usual feelings of apprehension, nervousness, and worry. We first performed bivariate analysis with chi-square tests to explore differences between groups for various characteristics. Then we used multivariable logistic regression to explore the relationships between race, ethnicity, language preference, maternal state and trait anxiety, and social support. We were interested in mothers reporting high anxiety, so we observed those in the highest quartile. We were also interested in mothers reporting the lowest social support, so we observed those in the lowest quartile. Moving on to our results, this table shows results for the demographic characteristics of our sample. We analyzed data for a total of 140 mothers. The sample breakdown by group is 67 Black English interviewed mothers, 25 English interviewed Latina mothers, and 48 Spanish interviewed Latina mothers. As you can see, the median age was similar between Black and English Latina interviewed mothers, right around 26 years of age. However, Spanish interviewed Latina mothers tended to be slightly older. Spanish-interviewed Latina mothers were almost twice as likely to have less than a high school education compared to the other two groups. With regard to parity, roughly one-third of the mothers from each group were first-time mothers. And for the proportion of mothers who worked at the time of birth, Spanish-interviewed Latina mothers were the least likely to work at the time of the infant's birth compared to the other groups. None of these characteristics were significantly different between these three groups. However, when we explored these characteristics by language and compared Spanish-interviewed Latina mothers to the combined English group, we found a statistically significant bivariate relationship for most of these characteristics. The demographic characteristics for our sample are continued on this table as well. We observed statistically significant differences between the three groups for these three characteristics. Specifically, Spanish-interviewed Latina mothers were the least likely to be enrolled in school at the time of the infant's birth than the mothers of the other groups. A greater proportion of Spanish-interviewed Latina mothers also lived with their baby's father compared to the other groups, and significantly fewer Spanish-interviewed Latina mothers reported living with their mother or grandmother at the time of their infant's birth. The bar chart on this slide illustrates some of our key findings. On the x-axis, you'll see a bar chart for respondents in the highest quartile for trait anxiety, state anxiety, and another bar chart for respondents in the lowest quartile for social support. Remember that we categorized our outcomes and observed mothers in the highest quartile for trait and state anxiety and the lowest quartile for social support. The purple bar represents Spanish-interviewed Latina mothers, the blue bar represents English-interviewed Latina mothers, and the yellow bar represents Black English-interviewed mothers. Beginning with trait anxiety, the three groups of mothers did not significantly differ on this outcome. However, we did observe qualitative differences. 40% of Spanish-interviewed Latina mothers reported high trait or usual anxiety compared to 25% of English-interviewed Latina mothers and Black English-interviewed mothers. For state anxiety, we did observe statistically significant differences between groups. 44% of Spanish-interviewed Latina mothers reported high state or present anxiety at the time of the interview, compared with 16% of English-interviewed Latina mothers and 10% of Black mothers. We also observed statistically significant differences between groups for reported low social support. Again, 44% of Spanish-interviewed Latina mothers reported low social support compared with 8% of English-interviewed Latina mothers and 15% of Black mothers. When we explored these relationships further using multivariable logistic regression and controlled for age, living arrangements, and social support, these associations still held true. Adjusting for these variables, we found that Spanish-interviewed Latina mothers were almost four times likely to report high state anxiety compared to the Black mothers. The fact that they were more likely to live with the baby's father did not significantly predict high state or present anxiety when this characteristic was included in the model. And as we expected, social support was negatively associated with high state anxiety. To summarize our key findings, there were no significant differences in trait or usual anxiety between groups. Latina mothers preferring Spanish interviews reported the highest state anxiety, the lowest social support, and were more likely to live with the baby's father. Social support was also negatively associated with high state anxiety. Our findings underscore the need for culturally appropriate interventions to reduce anxiety among Spanish-interviewed Latina mothers of premature infants. To address this need, evidence suggests that a racially and ethnic diverse workforce, bilingual healthcare providers, and trained medical interpreters can ensure better outcomes. Another potential intervention might include the formation of a social networking group to address the decreased social support. There were a few limitations with our analysis. First, we had a low sample size. within the three racial and language groups that we explored, which prevented us from disentangling the race and language preference variable further. We were also unable to explore relationships between other factors like living arrangements and anxiety and social support any further because of the limited sample size. Another important limitation stemmed from a lack of information on acculturation among our sample, such as the mother's residential histories and any information about languages that they spoke at home or outside of the interview. In the future, we plan to examine the strength of these relationships with a larger final sample, evaluate these relationships with additional variables that are being collected from the larger trial, and examine the predictors of high state anxiety within groups to identify the most salient factors predicting high state anxiety. Future qualitative researchers also needed to better understand what sources of social support Spanish interviewed Latina mothers need and have. Finally, I would like to acknowledge our funders and the infants and their parents who participated in this research. Thank you.